at the empty beach feeling really unimpressed about all this, Doc, as you guys stand there in the drizzling rain.
I took the keys out. Come on. Oh, well. It looks like someone took it.
You do find old signs of yellow, it's not really tape, it's more of like a plastic streamer. It's a police line, do not cross type stuff. Just old remnants of it near where the boat was. Doc looks at the area that does, it looks suspiciously boat free to you here, Doc.
I'm guessing that it was beached and then, you know, they towed it off.
Probably all that, and the fact that it was a super, super advanced boat in the 1960s, and they thought maybe it was some kind of alien ship or something.
In fact, the whole amount of lack of boatishness here is really, it's not boatastic at all.
Well, I'm sure it'll pop up somewhere, maybe.
If there was an area without a boat, this would be it.
Do you want to go grab that car now, or do you want to look around this place?
You look around. You can't even see other boats from here. You can see the water, possibly where a boat could come out, but no other boats are. Oh, wait, there's a Coast Guard boat far off in the distance. You can hear the mournful wail of its foghorn as a light mist is upon the river. And far overhead, you see just a little bit of lightning, possibly hinting that there's a storm coming. I like Chris's response. It's foreshadowing. Shut up. Come on.
So, yep.
Don't look at me. I didn't do it.
No, I'm sure I did it. So let's go.
Oh, okay.
This is where Zog tries to put all the shadows back together again into one. Come on, let's go. Jesus.
Okay.
You guys wander through the grim city at night. Gargoyles stare at you from atop the buildings, watching you pass, immobile in their sentry.
Do you want to steal a car or buy one?
The gargoyles will see you steal it.
I will steal Jesus.
Okay, fine. Just asking.
Yeah, why would we buy one? Do you have money?
I have a little bit, yeah.
How much do you have?
I'll go through my wallet. A bit over $1,400.
A piece of lint flies out of it. As you guys are staying there looking at his wallet, you hear, and all of a sudden, something smashes into the building that you guys were standing near. Both of you give me dodge at full rolls as glass rains down upon the sidewalk.
I take a step to the left and then a step to the right. Oh, sorry.
You put your hands on your hips, your own hips. No problem. You guys both move over, glass rains down, and give me spot hidden rolls. No problem. You guys both see something light blue heading very fast in this direction. It looks like it's getting ready to hit the building again.
Can you tell what it is?
Oh, yeah, it's some guy in a cape.
I wait for him.
Right. He flies up, totally ignores you guys, and he taunts the big hole in the glass of the building. He goes, ha, 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 he places his hands on his hips while he floats there. And the other guy, who is dressed in a kind of a maroon, like velvet clothes, comes out. He has a backward K on his chest, and he goes, "You shall not get away with that!" And he leaps at the guy, and they begin to struggle in midair.
That's nice.
What the fuck is going on with this place? Is everyone a superhero / villain now?
They slam into another building across the street. You guys watch, totally unimpressed.
Should we help or do something?
Yes, I intend to do something. I walk away.
But what if the dude, what if, okay.
Good for another him. Guy comes up, and he looks at the fight and whatnot, and he stands there. He opens his shirt, and it says, "Thoughts and prayers, man." And he goes, so you guys pass him.
Let's go steal a car.
The guy he passed goes, does that toward you.
I'm sorry, are you okay?
I'm giving you my thoughts and prayers.
Please don't. I slapped his hand away.
Yeah, bitch, he says. Wanders off.
So we go find a car.
There's one.
Dark alley.
Oh.
I'm sure it's all dark alleys here.
Yes, there's one. Took an extra few seconds, but by God, you found one. Right. Fulton, give me a look at half. See if it's locked up tight like a drum. Just locked. Because there's a lot of thieves around and shit. Right, the keys are in the ignition. You guys both get in, and who's driving?
I am.
Right, you want to just start it up and drive off?
Yep.
Right, later it shows a couple of our guys with a fucking body, and they come up, and one of them's like, "I thought you parked the car here. I thought you parked the car here. You were driving, asshole." Meanwhile, you guys are going down the road. Apparently, Fulton knows how to drive a car. Unlike every NPC you've ever gotten in a car with who's managed to crash you within a block. Or yourself, for that matter, who manages to do it sooner.
since he's driving, I'll try the shadow up first. And then, wait, where are we going? We're going to Alien, not Alien Takeover, to Cyberpunk, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Right. I'll try my shadow walk.
No problem. You sit in the car.
You want deals?
He's just sitting there looking at you like.
All right. I will start going through shadow.
Go for it. Start. Destination?
We're going to go to Cyberpunk. We're going to go to San Angeles.
Now, Cyberpunk it is.
I have, because cool. That's how I roll.
That's how you roll. Let's see. Since you made it half, you're not in San Angeles. You're well outside of it. But Doc, give me a luck roll for something since you made it so well.
Wow. Minus 60.
You pull up next to a flying car. Some other guy, the door's open. Some guy's just like, he's like, okay, and all of his shit's in the back, and he's like, okay, all right, the car's running. He's like, gotta get my family, get the fuck out. And he darts into the house.
I jump out of the car. I leave it running. I park it, leave it running with the keys in it, and then I get into his car.
And you see a very panicked-looking Freddy back there looking at you from the other car.
Don't, what
I close the door. I rev the engine.
The guy comes rushing out with a wife and child. Each of you is in a different car. And the guy goes over and he goes, and he sees Doc in his car. He's like, goes over and he's trying to open the door. Doc's like, what do you do, Freddy? And then the flying car thing.
Doc, why am I... Fuck's sake.
Doc's just like looking at him. The guy's running around. Doc's playing the door lock game. And the guy's like, no, no, God, no. And he sees Freddy's like, His wife's like, oh, no, we're all going to die. And she's holding this crying kid and stuff. And the guy comes over and he opens up your door. And he's
whoa. As he's coming up, I'm like, I try to lock the door before he runs.
Right. And he's running around the other side. You reach over and lock that. Same thing. Yeah. Two separate cars. The doc is giving you a look. Give me an empathy roll, Freddy.
I think I know what, but... I can't drive a car. I don't know how to drive.
Right, right. Just give me the empathy roll.
Yeah. Yeah, made it.
He is looking at you like, what in the fuck is wrong with you, I think. Yes? Is that the look there, Chris? And impatient.
I try and do my best to drive the car away.
Right, give me a drive roll. You're behind the flying car currently. You shift over to the driver's seat. Fortunately, it's one long bench because
I call Freddy.
That what?
Get the fuck in the car now.
What if they're armed? They might shoot me.
Get the fuck out of that car and into this car, or I will kill you.
The guy, meanwhile, has found like a. Looks like a golf club, and he's like, I'm gonna fuck you up. Get the fuck out of that car. I'm gonna use you to get my car back.
All right. I'm gonna draw the pistol and just
he goes, and he drops the club and gets his wife and kids, and they go inside.
I'm gonna get in the car then.
Which car?
The other car,
right? Go get the other car with the doc who's looking mean,
you know. Your communication skills are sorely lacking.
No, I'm sorry. I thought you were more competent than that. My apologies. So when I steal a car, you come with. Like, we were coming here, stealing a car, getting into a car. We wanted a flying car. Right, and we're leaving it for them. So that way, I don't feel quite as bad, because clearly I'm going to give a fuck about these people that don't exist. So, like...
I mean, they do exist. But,
no, they don't. They're shadows of real people, so it doesn't really matter to me. Are you ready? They're disposable.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not. Are you? You're making my decision easy.
All right, let me just strap in. Do they have seat belts in these things?
They've got a 5-point harness.
All right, put it on.
He goes, now give me a memory roll, Freddy, at half. Okay. Something, there was some vital piece of information you should tell the doc.
Oh, I remember. I don't need to roll, but.
Oh, go on. Anyway. I'll give you a card if you just say it.
Doc, there's drones in the sky. You might want to be careful.
It's part of it.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you a card for that. Give me the memory at half to remember the other vital piece. Doc, altitude?
Well, there's no buildings here, right?
In the area you're at, there's a lot of buildings and stuff.
Above the buildings.
Huh?
Above the buildings.
No problem. He's heading up, and then Freddy goes, anti-aircraft guns.
Lock. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Doc, give me a luck roll at least half as you glare at Freddy. Oh, not a half. Right. Shelling begins almost as soon as you reach the tops of the buildings, and Freddy's like, oh, yeah. And he tells you about the end.
Well, I did succeed on the memory wall, but too late now.
No, that's why you told him.
Yeah.
And you're give me a dodge roll in your car there, Doc. Dodge drive. Drive. Woo.
Of course I fail.
Nice.
I have a replenish if you wanted to use it.
Ooh. I was gonna say it looks like the car's been hit and begins like losing a lot of the fine controls and stuff it has. But it is possible to keep it in the air at this point, as it was only a near showing. Or you could, of course, do the replenish thing and see if anything better happens.
It's a final countdown.
Up to you. I have decent-ish cars, but they're kind of niche.
I swear to God, I'm going to install cyberware on you, whether you like it or not, just so you can run around and get fucked with by the world.
Yeah, but this is more fun this way.
I mean, I'll make you better, faster, stronger, but it'll.
It wouldn't be the first time Doc Fulton has cyber raped somebody.
That's not even a joke.
Remember Jason's character? Oh my god. I got cyber raped at like Ripper Bob's or something like that t shirt.
So, is that a note to the replenish then?
Hold on, I'm looking through all my shit.
When I steal a car, that's just one of those fucking scenes. The lack of communication is breathtaking.
I'm going to play a self-improvement game, D3 to one occupational skill. I'll deal with that in a second.
Cool. See, this is what happens when you personally haven't gotten to steal many cards, Alex, which says a lot about your character. And a lot about Chris's character, but
I have a replenish, so there I will play it. Why don't you discard all your cards that you want to get rid of, and then I'll put the replenish on top. And then
do you want the spell cost in 20, since you do spells mostly?
Yeah, hold on to it, and I'll trade you something.
Okay.
Chris does lack him some spells.
Do we want helpful librarian? Was that not going to be useful anymore?
Probably.
Or I don't know.
No, that would have been useful like when we're in a
bunker. Yeah, I'll do it afterwards.
Not going to be a big thing.
I'll go right afterwards. Okay, I'll just discard it then. I'm going to draw now.
Are you good? Are you okay? I see it.
I've got another helpful librarian. Okay. I have a assistant 5, but that's it.
All right, I do have a reroll to reroll the drive.
Okay. Do you want me to play the assistant then?
Nah.
Okay.
If you missed less than 5.
Wow. I rolled the exact same fucking thing.
So, anyway, as I was saying, your car is pretty fucked up now. It's going to put you in negatives for all your other drivings, but it's still flyable. It looks like a taxi cab after it's been shot up by the cops. Smoke comes out of the back. Maybe that'll help you to camouflage your tracks.
All right. Well, I guess I'll bring it to the ground and just drive it as a ground vehicle at this point.
No problem. Chris, give me a luck roll at half for Great Car Theft Part 2. You are in the city where there are flying cars. You have lived here. You know where to get them. You stop and steal a new one.
Wow.
Give me a simple electronic repair to gain access and hotwire it and stuff, because They don't have really mechanical locks here.
I'll help them with that.
Great.
Okay.
Well, I'll fly one.
Well, what a pity. So you can't get into it, but here it is, and it's been overlooked. It's just sitting there. I mean, you could smash a window and then try electronic repair it full to get it started, but then you have a smashed in window. You just can't gain access.
Well, I will support you trying to open the lock.
Oh, well, you could do that as well. Yeah. Although, smashy, smashy.
I support.
Mm-hmm. Ah, of course you do. If Freddy fails it, I will fuck. Yes, yes. This car is impenetrable. There aren't too many other flying cars just carelessly parked. So smashy, smashy.
No, I'll just walk down the road and look for the next one.
Give me a one last luck roll at half to just stumble upon another abandoned flying car.
Nope.
Nope. That's the last of the flying cars in this section. They were expensive even when you lived here.
All right, I'll go. Freddie's
standing next to it. All right. Freddie didn't have to walk around. He's just standing there next to it waiting for you to come back. You break the window. Give it. Whoever wants to can try to hotwire with a brand new electronics roll as you
I'll help.
Do things.
I don't help. Damn it.
I'll help you.
Okay. One last
Wait, can you play? Can I trade you the System 5 and you play on the...
There's a plus 5 already. Hey.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, trade.
Stealing cars is hard. I mean, the other one's still drivable. It's smoking and shit. They're probably catching on fire soon because anything Freddy's total. In. Oh. Anything Freddy's in
well,
catches
plus,
fire, actually.
Yeah, plus 10. Sorry. Whoops, I didn't need to do that. My bad. Yeah, plus 10 should be fine. I hope. Okay.
Yeah, I did point out last time Freddy was here, lots of anti-aircraft weapons and that are automated and shit. Ah, he manages to get this car going. Apparently, recon doesn't pay off, you're thinking. The car is going. You guys ground car it away to not get shot out of the sky again by automated.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Excellent. The look on Doc's face as he drives it out. I'm not even going to ask for a driving roll because I know he's got like a 60 or better in this and he's just driving normally. If he wants to do crazy shit, that's a drive roll. So, who wants to shift shadow and where to?
I want to try it. Oh, we're going back to Alien Takeover to look for the head or are we going to Dino Land?
I thought we were going to get a little bit of recon while we were here.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah, let's do that then.
Oh, so no shadow shifting required. Well, your so far showed you that their anti-aircraft is great. They've got the proper city surrounded. You guys are in the suburbs right now, if you hadn't guessed that already.
Also, there's people here, which I didn't see last time.
Well, you weren't in the suburbs either.
Yeah, yeah. Can I attempt some kind of memory roll to see if I can be like, okay, this is where I saw the general in that movie. Let's see if we can find this place.
Oh, sure. Memory full for that. That's real easy. You should know where that is. Yeah.
Because I've never been here, but I might be able to describe it to him. Nope. Okay.
He describes some really weird shit to you, and Doc Fulton just looks at you like, why must you thwart me?
Since there's people here, like, let's go find some more, like, let's find a bar, because people are always at a bar somewhere, sometime drinking, complaining about what's going on in life. So I figure we can go find a bar and get, like, some of the just regular what's been going on here.
Hmm. Give me a city lore, San Angeles. You should know where a bar in the suburbs is. Possibly one that's kind of hidden, if you can make that. That's pretty niche, so I'm asking for a city lore on that. If he fails his, then you can always have Freddy try his because, you know, he's never been here before, but he does have learn, and so he may just fucking know.
Fumble.
Right. He does find a bar. It is a gay strip club. That's the best he could do.
Perfect.
Yeah. Ah, the Blue Oyster. That's where we should go.
Yes, exactly. Take a card, Chris. Yes, you guys pull into the Blue Oyster. Right, and no problem. That's another movie reference from the classics. You guys pull into the Blue Oyster, and there are a few people there. There's a lot of people that have already left, apparently, and the attitude of those that are still here is resigned panic. Drink, says the bartender.
Sure. What's been going on?
What do you have?
Rum and Coke.
He gives you a look like, and you?
I'll have a whiskey.
He looks at you with disgust. He gets your drinks and brings them over. He says, what do you think? Everybody's dying and stuff. Of course, they have had the allies attempting to fight them back and stuff, but their air defenses are just too good. It's only a matter of time before they finish gutting the city. And then word is that they'll begin spreading out into the suburbs. Other people say that they won't bother with the suburbs and they get everything they want out of the city. It's a nightmare here, I tell you. A nightmare. He picks up his drink that has like several pieces of fruit and an umbrella and he goes, yeah.
What exactly do they want?
I'll tell you what they want. And somebody else goes, what they really, really want? He goes, shut up, Earl! He says, they want us, all of us, and all of our stuff, and everything. What they really, really want, Earl. You guys must be from out of town.
Yeah.
So who is taking over here?
He looks back and forth. What?
Who's taking over here? Like, what's, like?
Those robot people, they're taking it over, and somebody even told me that they're not just robots, they're real people, or they were until they got them. And so now I figure I should just cash in. I mean, this is my place now. I don't want to leave it. I've been here for years, and the Blue Oyster has stood proud as the LBGTQ RSVP rights.
That's good, right. Girl.
He looks satisfied with this.
And who are these allied people? Allies, ally what?
He stares at you as though you've just said, why is water wet? Tell me. He goes,
I had a concussion recently. I had a concussion recently, and I'm really foggy on certain details.
He takes away your whiskey. You shouldn't probably be drinking this. I'll get you some water. He brings back a glass of water for you.
I seem to be happier anyway.
He says, the Allied forces, you know, they're the ones that are our forces. They're the good guys. They kill the bad guys. You see, when good guys and bad guys meet up, they don't like each other because the bad guys are bad.
Who are the good guys?
They're wrong. They're bad. They're
badong.
That's right. Badong. They are badong. He gives you an olive.
So curious as to who the good guys are.
Well, you know, the ones we've been paying taxes to all this time is my guess.
The other bad guys.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you do have a point there. I mean, what has the government ever given us? Roads! He looks at Earl. Aside from roads, whatever has the government done for us? Sewage? Aside from roads and sewage.
Can I shoot him?
What?
Can I shoot him?
In the leg.
Then he can't get away when you know.
Earl takes cover. All right. But yes, aside from roads, sewage, modern hospitalization, and such. What has the government ever done for us? Nothing.
That's right. Well, thank you very much for the
information. Give our money and send in people to try to defeat these horrible creatures. Drinks around the house, even for your strange friend here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
He says, I like you. I've got something for you. You can use it on your friend. He goes and gets you something, passes you a bag, opaque bag that's closed. And he goes, there you go. Take it and good health.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We leave.
All right.
I'll look in the bag once we get outside.
Gimp mask with the zipper mouth.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Mm-hmm. He looks at Freddy for a bit.
Right, I want to get closer to the city to see what the hell's going on.
In the car?
Yeah.
Car doesn't sneak really well, but...
I'm not trying to sneak, I'm just trying to get closer to the city to see what's going on.
From a very, very safe distance, you can see that buildings are being worked on and sometimes even just toppled. The really tall buildings and shit, like what you used to live in.
Yeah.
It went up through the clouds. It looks as though the sky here is kind of a gray, overcast sky. Kind of feels a little bit like electricity in the air. Like a
are they constructing anything that looks like what's in Dinoland as well?
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, they seem to be destructing things.
Okay.
Methodically tearing shit down is what you can tell from here. It's not fast, but methodical.
Where are all these anti-aircraft things located? Just like all over on drones?
No, not even on drones. There are drones in the air, which, you know, are easy enough to avoid and stuff. Pretty much you just come to a complete and final stop, and then drone flies by, and then you go again. But the anti-aircraft guns are the big mounted and placed guns. Those are quite a lot of them. Like somebody said, our first step would be to build a fuck ton of anti-aircraft guns, and then we'll begin scrapping the city. Kind of like they were expecting to have a ship fly over and stuff. Every now and then, stuff does fly over and they get into like a shooting war and stuff. It appears that there are jets with like some sort of star on them, like a solid star, kind of like the U.S. uses, that come and fly sorties. Some of them get shot down. Some of them blow shit up and then they leave again. You can't really tell where the main bad guy's base and stuff is from here, because all the buildings, as you remember, in the suburbs were like much lower stories than the ones in the city, which went super high up. There's still a few of the super high up ones left in the midst of the city, but it looks as though they're busily using those for whatever.
Huh.
Yeah. It's a pretty fucking grim thing, but the air is clean enough that you don't need a breathing mask, so something's gone right.
Huh.
In fact, this might be the cleanest the air has been. I mean, it's still dirty and shit, but you're not fucking gagging and looking like you've gotten maced.
All right, I want to get as close as we, I think, is safe to get
in the car
on things. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can get the car up to a certain point, but then if you feel like playing ninja, then you can get a better look at what's going on, because you're going to have to play ninja, and it's going to be dangerous to get a really good look, and you don't have your binoculars.
Yeah, I do. I put my fingers up to my, and I start looking. This word last time.
Give me a goddamn impressive fucking spot hidden roll after you do, each of you make a stealth roll. Lower is better. If one fails, both fail. The worst one indicates how close you will get. If both of you crit, then you're probably right behind the bad guy going, which would impress the shit out of Logan.
Well, I failed mine.
Ah. You're not going to get very close at all. and you'll probably get fired upon by possibly somebody lowering one of the anti-aircraft guns a bit and shooting at the building that you guys are hiding out on to try to get some elevation so you can see what's going on.
So I want a luck roll first?
No, I want to see if, well, first is a stealth, and Freddy is pretty much going, kill us! We do not deserve to live! Thus making your stealth roll superfluous. Kill me! I like, and Freddy's like set something on fire that backlights you and shit. Are you sticking with that, Freddy? I'm just curious before I start the showing. Only gonna be one battery at first. Others may get in on it later, but only one anti-aircraft battery will initially show you.
I'm trying to think if I should play my replenish because I have a bugger.
I noticed Chris has no cards in his hand, so it may be a great time. Yeah. Because gods despise him. That's why he's with the kill me. Like, if you were wearing a gimp mask and backlighted with flames and going, come on, show me what you got.
I didn't realize you described. Okay. Yeah, I'll play my replenish.
Oh, okay. Freddy got gimped. Ooh, not a good title. So far, my favorite title that I've come up with is Thwarting Doc Fulton.
I have an assistant role if you want me to play it.
Hold on, I have a play immediately.
Ooh.
Roll a D3, fight song. Right. All right, right. I'm out.
He begins running away from. Roll a D10 and add 4 rounds of fun.
Right.
No problem. He runs off for many, many rounds. Doc Fulton just looks at the camera and waits patiently. Freddy, give me a new stealth roll after. You're still in the old. This explains the old stealth roll. He jumped up, went about, and ran off, and then the shelling starts on Doc Fulton's place because nobody fucking loves Doc Fulton. They don't see him. They think Freddy may have still be there. No problem. You good?
I mean, I can't do anything else, so yeah.
All right, no problem. You're out of range. So, Doc Fulton. Now is the luck roll. This is to see if any of the shells and stuff are going to hit your area. You want lower is better. In fact, I'll tell you what. If you get a crit, they'll hit Freddy despite him having run off. How's that? Even by a quarter. All right.
I almost want to spend a pause. Continue.
I'm giving him a card for that, just evil. No problem. You're covering yourself up because after Freddy called the fire on you and then ran off, they shelled the fuck out of your building. You're right now clutching onto what remains of the building, wondering how you're going to get down. And Freddy, meanwhile, you've regained your senses. Looks like the building that you were hiding on with Doc has been mostly blown up. There's still a few pieces up there, and he may be clinging to one of them, hating you.
I'm gonna, on the Bluetooth headset, be like, but no, directly on the bracelet, I'm gonna be like, Doc, are you okay? Are you alive?
Yep.
You hear some metal clang, clang, as a piece falls off the building and strikes near the dock, and he's like,
rendezvous at the car? Or do you want me to come get you?
No. I can go to the car.
All right, I'll meet you there.
Your quarter, you stealth at a quarter earlier. You guys are both arrived back at the car. That felt brisk. Doc looks like he's lost a lot of sanity. Not the first time you've been shelled with anti-aircraft guns either, Doc. He's just staying there in front of the car doing that, Freddy. You suspect there may be problems.
I mean, do we know what triggered the anti-aircraft?
Yeah, you.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I'm not
I
flying.
I start destroying the car.
That seems frustrated.
Yeah, but I'm not flying, am I? All right, well, we can try again if you want, but,
Your distant drone's heading this way, possibly to check out the bodies. Ooh, so is it your big new cool book?
Or no, it says you must have it for a week.
Ah, damn you. So one of the ones from the library, Freddie, if you could please make a note that one of those other Learn a Magic Spell the Easy Way books disappears from the library.
Okay.
Thank you. So, yeah, you hear distant drones coming to check out their body count. Everybody loves a good body count. You guys hang out for the drones to come.
We leave.
Just taking the notes.
Ah, yeah. You get into your car, drive it on the street. Doc Fulton seems a wee bit upset for some reason. I'm guessing you got in the car and you're sitting next to him, Freddy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
But, twiddling my thumbs. So,
wish you had
always. We can always try and go into the sewers and like go underground and up. I don't know. Okay, a closer look that way.
Doc's driving with his eyes closed, praying for death.
Or, well, if you're brave enough, we could lure one of those drones to us.
I could give a fuck about, like you are thinking very small. I am thinking very large. Think large, not small. Don't care large. About any of these okay. people. I'll put a tac nuke here and go, oopla. I want to know what's going on with the big picture. We need to stop large. Thinking small right. and start thinking large. Does that
okay.
compute? Like
yes, large.
Thank you.
Right. Okay, large.
It's... Doc looks psychotic. Freddy laughs nervously, wondering if you're going to go fly him into a building at top speed and laughing.
Hmm.
So...
Mm-hmm. Now, there is a way that the doc knows because it's possible, but it'd be a really rough driving roll. Essentially, you try to go on the street and approach all that shit from the opposite side of the few big buildings remaining. Then you try to drive up one of the big buildings, then flat level on the top and settle it down. Hopefully not one that they're working on right then. But that would definitely give you an aerial view of what's going on. But like I said, that'd be rough because you'd essentially be trying to avoid the numerous drones, which get thicker the further you go in. You thought you had a good place before, but Freddy freaked. I'm pretty sure he'll do it again, first chance he gets.
So if we get a bunch of electronic equipment, can you make... something that we can use so that we can tap into the MTV satellite to get, you know, telemetry on what's going on in the city.
Oof.
Because we have the address.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're supposed to be a hacker, right?
It would need to be something pretty powerful to tap into the satellite.
Would it?
But yeah. I'd need some kind of a dish or something with a strong enough signal. enough power, and then once we establish the connection, shouldn't be an issue.
See, we can go to a cyber cafe, and that would be fine because that would have enough signal. But then you could tap into another place and like do your hacking thing, right? Because that's what you do.
You make it sound easy, but
it is
essentially. I mean, it's not okay. Look, you want me basically. You want me to go to a cyber cafe, hack into another building that has a dish or some way of actually communicating with the satellite. And then
or, I mean, I could make one that you would like be able to use. I mean, maybe.
You can make a dish.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, if you can do that, then all I need is a powerful enough generator of sorts and then a computer. Well, I have the computer sorted. I tap my backpack. But then we just need a power source. But yeah.
Like, we can plug it into a wall. I don't, like...
Sure.
If yeah, sure.
If people aren't going to be suspicious of that, no. I'm down.
There's satellite dishes on tons of people's houses. Why the fuck are they going to get nervous about a random satellite dish out in the
open? Well, let's go find a satellite dish then.
I mean, Special Forces Gasm, and I know that they're specialized and everything, but I mean, this is also future tech now. So that's happening
also,
in modern day, and we're in cyber.
Now, I don't know. I don't know if we need to also account for the position of the satellite or if it will just find.
You're getting too technical. You got to think on Logan's level of where things are. Like, love getting lost in the details. You need to stop. You need to pull it back and keep it simple.
All right, simple it is.
Blank.
Satellite dish.
Kiss.
Find satellite.
Please.
Cool.
No problem. Let's see. Since Freddy is the fun person for this, we'll have him make a luck and have to find a suitable satellite dish because the internet has gone out in this city area. State. Good luck, Freddy. We're all counting on you. Just a simple luck and half and everything's fine. You'll find something that you can destroy.
I need to discard. Hold on. Okay. So I put that there.
Not business plus 20. You love business.
Can I trade you an assistant 5 and you play this?
Oh, what do you want me to do?
Trade me something so you can play the assistant 5. This seems quite important.
Okay. Everything's so important.
Okay. All right. So at half, so.
Have the evil Cybermen taken out all of the satellites in the city? Stay tuned. Yes, they have.
I have an assistant reroll, if you want to use that on me.
I play an assistant reroll.
Yeah.
No,
you have one too.
Dun, 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 dun. It shows a bunch of drones flying over, pew, pew, pew. All the satellites blow up, and then it goes, assistant reroll. It shows all the satellites there again. Given their luck at half, you can do it. Shows the drones fly by. Pew, 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 pew.
Oh, come on. do you want my... Yeah, I'll trade you something for mine. I'll play mine as well.
As Jim Belushi once said, this is going to be a rough one. Thanks, Doc Fulton.
Did you play it and I'll trade you a card?
Yeah, I'll play it. Yeah. Yeah.
Shows the satellites back again.
Okay.
Shows the same drones fly over. Beep, pew, 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 pew.
Well, I have nothing else.
I mean, you've got a pretty good chance, but
I have a 40% chance.
Yeah.
It's not that good.
One would have thought you'd gotten it in three different roles, but Erd's math, it's a cruel mistress.
All right, you know what?
All right, so we can't find a satellite dish?
No, not anywhere close by.
Is there a Radio Shack around?
Give me a luck roll there at half, Chris, to find a surviving Radio Shack. Even though they haven't survived in our day, they may have come back for the, you know, they haven't. Best you can find is a Waffle House.
What if we...
It's closed. No, wait, Waffle House is...
Oh, I go back to the house where the people were abandoning it. Did they take the car and drive off?
Yes.
Do they have a satellite dish on top of their house?
Give me a luck roll to have, Chris. The final possible thing anywhere, ever, doors wide open. No, their satellite dish was blown up with all the rest of them.
I wonder if they have...
I'll give Chris a card for coming up with checking out an already vacated scene. I like that. There's only one place in the city that might have a satellite dish. And we're going to ask for Freddy for that luck roll at half if you decide to go to the one last place that might have one. The last open bar in the city.
That was...
Freddy, give me a luck roll at half as you guys go back to the Blue Oyster. You guys walk in. The first thing the bartender says is, "Why isn't he wearing that gift I got you there, sir?"
That's for after hours.
I don't know. You should try it out now. I'm curious to see how it looks on him.
I put it
on
him.
Give me the mask. Okay. I'll put it on.
Nice. You unzip the mouth so you can talk. Other than that, it's fairly comfortable and it keeps your head kind of armored.
I'm keeping this on.
All right. Yeah. Now they won't be able to know who you are. You're the gimp. And apparently the mask is your lucky thing. The guy's like, "What can I do for you guys?"
Do you have a satellite dish here?
Why, yes, I do. Why?
May we use it?
If you'd like. The internet's out, but the computer's still hooked up to it.
Excellent.
As is the TV. We can get over 80,000 channels of porn here. And 3 history channels. Most of them are showing porn as well, but still.
So, Logan, I want to try to jury-rig this the satellite dish using whatever power from the bar.
Mm-hmm.
See if we can put a signal up to the MTV.
Right. Chris, satellite. for your part, give me a jury-rig, mechanical repair, electric repair. If you can do that, then it's all open to Freddy's hacking.
I have a mechanical plus 20 if you want that for your mechanical roll.
Ooh.
It's up to you if you want it.
Sure.
Cool. I'll just play it and trade you something.
You've never worked in a gimp mask before. It's possibly erotic. I'm not really sure how you feel about such things.
Oh, nice.
Some random dude came wandering into the room where you guys were working, saw Freddy, went, "The gimp!" and ran off. So,
success by half.
Right. Okay, Freddy, I need a computer use roll to get all systems online.
I'll support you.
Cool.
By half.
Lovely, you finally got a check in your computer.
And do we want to use this as System 5 as well? That you just traded me on that.
I'd say for the hacking roll. The hacking roll's the...
Yeah, tricky. Probably for the hacking roll. All right, let's try this then.
This is simply turning it on and shut it full. Computer use, make rocket go now. Everything's wonderful, no problem. The computer expert manages to turn on the computer. Now, is it going to be a hacking roll at half? You got a plus 10 because you know the address of it. But this shit's not really made to interface, plus whatever other bonuses you can give each other. But you're the plus 10 for knowing the address and stuff.
Oh, and it's support. Even possible. I don't support.
He starts yelling about ghosts and power pills again.
Oh, yeah, can you try to do something and play this isn't fun? Yeah, I played it.
Cuts to the MTV satellite.
So I'm at a total of plus 15. So I'm at minus 15, basically. Okay. Cool.
You can do it!
Probably not, but...
If you can't, then Doc Fulton will discover you've outlived your usefulness. Hey! You haven't out... Apparently, Doc, the GIMP mask is a magic item that allows him to do competent things.
Doc, can I burn an essence point into that? Make it stick on him all the time?
It would be worth it, wouldn't it? All right. So you're up and you're in the satellite. And give me a simple research roll, and then you'll be able to basically retask it a bit so you can spy on your enemies and shit.
So I'm going to like turn the screen to dark with a really satisfied look on my face. And I'm like, the you satellite is yours.
It's like a GIMP. That's the look on his face.
Yeah, I know. I don't realize that, but I do anyway.
All right.
I want to support his research.
Don't get cocky, kid.
Another movie reference. Yes, there.
Right, no support for you. Sorry.
It's all up to Doc now. Simple retasking of the satellite. I'm sure it's much more complicated than this, but as Chris knows, Logan is a simple creature.
Wow.
Right. It shows like a little lens cap cover go... open and this big fucking and it shows like you see a giant bloodshot eye on the screen. You pull back, you see the black lady looking up in the sky like suspiciously looking around. You pull back further and discover that there are many, many Cybermen around. They're not really guarding her or anything, but there's enough working close to her that if something untoward were to happen, they would be able to leap into action. And when I say leap, I mean they leap about as well as Freddy's been going today on his dice. They're not. I mean, one of them just fell over for no goddamn reason, and then like the others ignored him, and he caused another one to fall over by tripping over him. They're definitely clumsy, slow, and shit. But give me a mechanical repair roll to figure out what they're doing. They've got big machines. They're feeding shit into one end and taking shit out of the other end.
I'll help them with that.
Okay.
I'll try to.
Sure.
I have.
Freddy starts thinking that it's like a Pac-Man machine and it's shitting out power pellets. Chris, it appears to you that what they're doing is they're scrapping the buildings, making materials, and using the materials to build Cybermen. It looks like all the Cybermen, though, have like a cloth face thing on now. They look like extremely crude Cybermen. And also, it appears that sometimes they'll go into a certain building, like after getting checked out by the tough-looking black lady, and they do not return from that building.
Huh.
But yeah, the big machines, and it looks to you like they're working on making a lot of them. Occasionally, you'll see captured humans taken into a different building, and they don't come out, but Cybermen eventually do. You watch for a while. Let's say it's pretty much. I'm going to ask for a sanity roll from both of you guys against human gore, because this is kind of like watching Auschwitz, for example. It's pretty horrifying and dirt. Freddy loses his mind. If he freaks out, then he'll smash up the equipment so you don't have to see this anymore. But
what's the
D6 toward human gore? Or gross out, whichever. If you fail it, it's not bad. You can do it.
It's okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, see? Everything's fine. He doesn't freak out and smash up the equipment and cause Doc Fulton to strap him into the big X thing that has all the bondage stuff on it over in the corner. Doc, how'd you do on your Sandy? Or do you have Human Gordon grossed out maxed?
That's what I'm looking for.
Hmm.
Not quite.
Hmm. Well, maybe you get lucky and fail it.
Probably not. Nope.
1 point toward whichever one you want. Cool. That's horrifying, says the doctor, ignoring it. He types madly on the keyboard for no apparent reason and no discernible output. So that's what seems to be going on. Your guess is that they're making a certain number of Cybermen every hour, and they're just doing a factory thing. Cybermen come in with captured humans, and then they stick them in the building, and then later Cybermen come out. You've been watching like half the day. The bartender brought you guys up some food. Seems like a nice guy. He pats the gimp on the head and wanders off.
Okay, so are the Cybermen all concentrated in one particular area, or are they kind of throughout the city?
You haven't been looking around the city. That would require moving the satellite, which is a really bad thing. You've still got more time while the satellite's in range, but not a huge amount more time, because eventually it goes to wherever the fuck it goes.
Yeah.
But
my initial thought was to, if we don't want to get near the general, we can reprogram one of the robots, the Cybermen, with a grenade that we have, to just walk up to the general, like, just like they normally do, and press the button and blow her up.
Oh yeah, occasionally Cybermen do walk up to her, if you could get one in there.
So that's what I was asking, like, if any of them are, like, maybe a bit more on their own or to the side. To the side or something, but if we can't tell, then
you're not really sure. That'd be some ninja shit there to go and get one of these, making certain amazing amounts of assumptions. They all do seem to be armed with something that's in their hand that's like part of their suit. They haven't used it, but definitely looks gun-ish to you.
Yeah, we could also make a short-ranged EMP just for like a few of them, knock them out temporarily, grab one and then leave. That's another option. And then reprogram it. But that's just my initial thoughts. What we could do to try and get rid of that general.
We can go get that head. I'll fly it through Shadow, land on that bitch, and then we'll go through the gate that's inside it while they destroy the head. That's there we go.
You seem to know a lot about this head. What exactly am I missing here?
It goes into giggling fits for a bit.
Sorry, I'm far too sane. That's why I'm not all together here.
You're super freaky insane right now. Or sane, rather, sorry.
Uh-huh. I don't like it.
Yeah.
There's not enough things to make my brain go away.
Hmm.
The doc needs to find necromancy in his life.
All right, so do we know what building the Cybermen are being made in?
Oh, yes. Where the Cybermen are being made at and where they go and disappear to are within, I don't know, 20, 30 meters of each other.
So what's going on is that they're making an army, and she's sending them to where Zog is so they can marshal and then fucking just take over the shit.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Oh. Did the sewers we came out of, were they near any of those buildings by any chance?
Oh, yes. I mean, near is a very relative term. Within, like, say, 4 to 6 city blocks.
Is Indigo's tower still there?
No, it is not. It looks like it is one of the missing. Dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
And just to confirm, none of the robots have glowing eyes, right?
No, but, oh, shit. Both of you take a card. Since you did get a close-up of the tough-looking black lady's eyes, her eyes are indigo.
Of course they are. Because this is exactly the way that Indigo has been working since I found her.
Dramatic music here. Yes, we all knew it would come to this. So much foreshadowing. Oh, can you feel it?
Well, Doc, I don't know how these AI and servitors really work, but if you were to kill the general the way Alex killed Batman, would you then gain her powers, kind of like he did?
Probably not anymore.
Oh. Well, that's unfortunate. Well,
I'm very curious to see if you guys are gonna knock this lady off or what. She seems really agitated.
She seems agitated?
Yes. Like she seems impatient. She's wanting them to go faster, but they don't. These things, you've never actually seen one running.
Does the air car have an autopilot system?
According to Doc, yes. Yes, it does. You can program in destination and it will fly there, and it has numerous redundant safety features to keep it from crashing into anything and stuff, so they can be
could
safe.
We program it with a few grenades inside of it to ram into or to go near the general's location and then blow up?
Possible, but you're guessing it'll probably be shot down by the numerous heavy anti-aircraft guns that have been brought up at least 4 times.
Yeah. What if it's not flying? Or would it still get blown up if it goes near them?
Or do we not know that? A lot of these cyber dudes got gun things. So it'll probably shoot it up as your guess.
Yeah, probably shoot it, yeah.
I mean, there's less than 100 of them around her right now.
Yeah.
Not a lot less, but... Banner ad comes onto the screen. Click here for penis enlargement.